Get into a comfortable position. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body, starting at the head, and bring your awareness and relaxation down through the body to the tips of your toes. As you breathe, relax the tension. Relax your mind. Release any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and God. Relax your soul and follow your inner light for guidance and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, or what's called your mind's eye. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. You are now at your ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1, but do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. You are now at your deepest meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities. Say to yourself, I ask the goddess and God to protect and guide me in this meditation. In your mind's eye, visualize the great world tree, reaching up to the heavens and deep below the earth, larger than any tree you've ever seen. Imagine the screen of your mind's eye is like a window or doorway, a portal you can easily pass through. Step through the screen of your mind and stand before the world tree. Hear the wind through its branches. Smell the earth where the roots dig in. Reach out and feel the texture of the bark. Simply know the tree is there and it will be there. Place your hand on the world tree and think about your connection to the energy of Scorpio and to the guardian gods, the gods of mystery and death, the gods of desire and surrender. Take a moment to reflect on the key phrase of Scorpio, I transform. The key to understanding what you transform is often in what you desire and what you are letting go of and surrendering. The world tree opens up to you, revealing a passageway in the roots. Go now through the tunnel of the tree. You see a light at the end of the tunnel, turquoise, scarlet, or gray in color. The light leads you to the realm of the guardian gods. The light is dark, and the air is wet and thick like a swamp. As the light fades, you see a figure before you. Waiting for you will be the guardian god of your chosen pantheon, or simply the guardian who is correct and good for you at this time. It could be a lord of death or another underworld figure. Who greets you in this place? Take the time to speak. Introduce yourself if you've not already met before. The guardian seeks to show you the relationship between life and death. The life force is universal. The only difference between life and death is which way the power flows. Follow the guardian in the darkness and let him illuminate the mysteries of life and death to you. Deeper into the darkness, the guardian asks you about your own sexuality, your own sexual power, and your relationship to it. What do you desire in life? In sex. What do you lust after? Have you explored and fulfilled your fantasies? Have you even admitted them? What is taboo for you, both sacred and profane? Commune with the deity on the powers of sex. The guardian seeks to prepare you for your own death someday and brings you deeper. There, waiting for you in the darkness, will be whatever you need to truly prepare yourself for death. Perhaps the spirits of loved ones past, a vision of the tasks that must be done before death, or a revelation of the unity between life, death, and love. The guardian god then leads you back to the gate, to the edge of the mysteries of life and death. He asks you three questions in relationship to life, death, and rebirth. Which of your desires are toxic? Which of your desires are noble? How are you transforming the world with them? Feel yourself transform yourself and the world. Your magic releases that which is no longer necessary, which no longer serves, and conjures that which you truly desire. Thank the guardian deity for the lessons and the wisdom of Scorpio. Once done, return through the World Tree Tunnel that brought you to this place, and stand before the World Tree. Step back through the screen of your mind's eye, and let the World Tree gently fade from view. Return back to normal consciousness, counting up from 1 to 13, and then 1 to 12. You do not have to visualize the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Wiggle your fingers and toes and slowly move to bring your awareness back to the physical. Take both hands and raise them over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over your forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, and push out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies you might pick up during your magical experiences. Tell yourself, "I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve." Ground yourself as needed.